This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Jackie Lydon. Now, Old Man River, he don't say nothing, but if he could, he might say, wow. That's because today, for only the second time and the first time this century, a man completed a swim down the entire length of the Mississippi River. His name is Martin Strel, and he's from the Western Balkan nation of Slovenia. The swimming Slovenian started stroking his way from Minnesota's Lake Itasca on July the 4th and arrived at the Gulf of Mexico this morning. And you might say it was downhill all the way. After all, the headwaters of this, the world's fourth longest river, are at 1,475 feet above sea level. Still, it was a long, hard swim, even with the current to his back. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this feat hasn't been accomplished since 1930. That's when American Fred Newton set the record for the world's longest swim. Now, the two men are tied for that honor. As far as we know, no one has triumphed over the three longer rivers, the Nile, the Amazon, and the Yangtze. Mr. Strel had company on his lap of the mighty Mississippi. He was guided on his 2,300-mile trip by three men who had the advantage of kayaks and a command of the English language for us to chat with one of them. David Hale.
It's just incredible. I mean, who can swim like this? I mean, most people can't even walk that far.
What were some of the things that happened to you? The Mississippi River is known for a treacherous bottom and whirlpools. What did you encounter?
Well, one of the most difficult things was up in Missouri, we were almost struck by lightning, and it actually picked Martin up and pushed him off to the side, the force of the lightning bolt. But the hardest thing that we did, I thought, was coming through the commercial traffic between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. It was an incredible amount. We had the tows, tugs, barges, the ocean freighters coming in. It's not something I would recommend for other people to experience.
I don't think you have any risk of any of us wanting to try this ourselves anytime soon. What most of us know about the Mississippi, David, comes from reading Mark Twain. Did you learn anything about the Mississippi that you hadn't known before?
It was an interesting river. I was surprised at its beauty and the transition between the northern pine woods and the swamps and the cypress of Louisiana. I think that was the most fascinating part, was going through the different ecosystems and seeing the changes and the effect. We had read some of the early explorers' journals, and to read that and then see the river as it is and the famous landmarks, it was quite an experience, really.
Do you think Martin Strel is finished with rivers now, or are the Amazon and the Nile next?
Well, now that it's over, I think he's got a couple projects that he's talking about, but nothing definite, but you'll have to talk to him. I know he's going to take a vacation and get some well-deserved rest, because he really hasn't slept for the past 68 days. So it's going to be a well-deserved vacation, and what a man. Just, I don't know anybody tougher. The best swimmer ever, really.
Well, David Hale, thanks very much, and good luck on getting back home. Where's home?
Minnesota.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Kayaker David Hale. The other men kayaking with Martin Strel were Byron Curtis and Matt Mulkey.